Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You know, we asked the Bill Callahan question of Ross, because one, he's a former NFL offensive lineman, and two, because he and I were in simpatico with what the loss of Bill Callahan was. And I don't, listen, we're so early into the season. I don't want anyone to hear what I'm saying and think I'm speaking in absolutes. It's so early in the season. There are so many variables. I mean, even within the passing game conversation, every quarterback in the NFL not named Deshaun Watson is getting a pass for the low passing totals and passing offenses around the NFL being down. And by the way, I do expect that to peter out. In the end, one, offenses already start behind defenses. That's a cliche we've talked about for years. Two, the mistake in basing your defense around whether it's two deep, three deep quarters, whatever you want to call it, any of those things is you give offenses more time to pick them apart. So I do expect that non-elite defenses, the defenses that right now you're not expecting to hold down better quarterbacks, thinking like Las Vegas, all right? Thinking of really any, not Browns, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, there's a few other. I actually really like Kansas City's defense as well, and I like them going back last year. But there's going to be eight or nine defenses who can do this and keep this up at this rate or something close to it for most of the season, if not all the season into the postseason. And most other defenses are going to regress because the amount of skill, talent, the way that this whole thing is stacked towards offenses, that hasn't changed. I also think all the tic-tac penalties about motion, about alignment, about just all the little tic-tac stuff that we've even seen here in Cleveland with the orbit motion, I think we've seen this enough. Like, once Kadarius Toney got popped for being on the ball in the Kansas City-Buffalo game that led to a Kansas City loss in the regular season, that penalty mysteriously went away. This is not, I'm not going to the conspiracy theory that's stupid that the NFL is rigging this for the Chiefs. My point is, the NFL makes a point to be demonstrative about new things every single year. We're going to emphasize this, and then there's usually a high-profile case, and the NFL backs off because they've made their point. Well, it costs the Chiefs a game. Now we can go back to not enforcing who's lining up right on the ball and who isn't. So I do expect some of the nuances that have led to offenses sucking around football, sorry, passing offenses to suck around football, to go away. So in Cleveland, some of that I do expect to go away. I also think when it comes to the penalties, that Kevin Stefanski gave a pretty elaborate answer on this today that I think deals with some of the realities that you're going through, but not all of the realities you're going through.
We have to play clean. We have to play clean with our technique. We have to be way, way, way better pre-snap. There is a difference between pre-snap penalties and post-snap penalties, obviously. The pre-snap penalties should be easily correctable. The post-snap, there's going to be some calls that we get called for a holding that we don't feel is a real strong call or those type of things. But when you get into the fourth quarter, to your question, both sides are tired, but you can't let your technique lapse when you're tired.
So to get to the pre-snap stuff, I think some of this stuff going away is just going to be when the NFL finally lets go of this. I think some of that is, I think fans will get, I do think the NFL pays attention to your fury. So I think that's part of that. How pissed off can you make fans over time before people go, oh, okay, let's back off, right? These teams have paid the penance enough. When it comes to the post-snap penalties.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't think it's just because Bill Callahan isn't here. I don't want to make it seem like that. You're without your two best tackles in Jack Conklin and Jed Wills. And specifically on the right side, I still like James Hudson. I just don't think he's a tackle. I think he is probably a guard, and I think he could become a guard as soon as next year if either Joel and or Wyatt aren't here. I'm not saying they should do that. I'm saying I can understand that that's a possibility with contractual situations and career decisions to be made for both guys coming up. So I do think some of this is you're starting a guard at left tackle, and that's really, really tough. You're on your fourth string tackle, okay? So even if it's just Jack Conklin's back this week, I expect the offensive line to get better when they're back. Specific to late-game penalties, I'm not used to seeing late-game penalties from Wyatt Teller, Ethan Posick, and Joel Bitonio. Like, those penalties that killed you late in that game were predominantly on the best part of your offensive line. So it's weird to me, and I'm not trying to call Ken out on this because we just see it differently. But Ken, and I don't remember if it was right at the beginning of the offseason when they're getting ready to lose Bill Callahan or not, but Ken kind of said, I think we're overreacting to the loss of Bill Callahan. He's just an offensive line coach. That is a gross mischaracterization of what he's saying. But again, I'm trying to do my best here, Ken. I hope you hear that. But I think Ken, even today, came out and was like, yeah, I think people are overreacting. That, you know, the problems on the O-line, it is about health. It is about situational problems. It is about this, that, and the other. And I do think that is some of the thing. But I think the problem that we get into in sports a lot is we all just want to have our one thing, right? We want to have our simple, easy explanation for why things are. And in a game as complex as football, and in a spot of play that I don't think people realize the complexity of playing offensive line, it's never just one thing. Is it 30% that Jack Conklin and Jed Wills aren't out there? I'm sure that's a part of it. Is it maybe adjusting to some of these realities we've talked about with things being called and a crackdown on certain alignments? I'm sure that's part of it. But how, listen, I can't definitively say through 2 weeks the offensive line has been worse because Bill Callahan isn't here. I don't think you can dismiss it or say that that idea is overrated. This is the time where we're trying to figure out, and this is not about the current O-line coaches here. It's not there. I'm sure they're still going to be fine. But Bill Callahan, the reputation, and a well-earned one at that, is that he is one of the three best offensive line coaches in the NFL. And considering, you know, we talked earlier about the lack of polish on some of these offensive lines coming in. It's not just polish. It's versatility. Like, guys are coming in as athletic as we've seen them up front. The problem is you're not being as well-versed across the board in different fits, in different styles, in different techniques, and that matters crucially. And even the Browns, they did change their fits in some of the techniques they're going to be using this year because they've got a new offensive line coach. That doesn't mean Andy Dickerson is a scrub. It doesn't mean Roy Istvan, it went Hungarian on you there, is a scrub. It just means Bill Callahan was really freaking good. And sometimes the best jobs, like people talk, well, last year you had the 22nd best O-line in football. How good was Bill Callahan? Did you see the lack of continuity they had? They were starting, a Jerron Christian at left tackle for a good part of the late part of the season. When defenses, by the way, when your edge rushers are at their zenith, defenses ebbs and flows, but late in the season, elite players doing elite things, especially an edge rusher or pass rusher, makes a difference. Betonio wasn't healthy. Wyatt had a stretch. Nobody was healthy last year. And a right tackle, left tackle, you get a rookie, 400-pound rookie at right tackle last year. So to try and make it, well, last year wasn't any good, that disproves the importance of Bill Callahan. No, they were 22nd in the NFL because Bill Callahan, I'm pretty sure, kept them together. So 2 weeks in, I'm not panicking that Bill Callahan isn't here. But that trust factor isn't. And much like we're talking about Deshaun, well, we might have to have a different conversation 5 weeks from now if he performs differently or if he isn't performing to that level. Same thing goes with the offensive line. 216-474-0092. How much of the offensive line struggles early here do you put on the change in offensive line coach? I don't think it can be calculated, which means I don't think at least 2 weeks in we should be downplaying that in any way. We were just having the conversation about the offensive line and how much of this impacted or has been impacted by the absence of Bill Callahan. And Chris saying, OMG, a little dramatic start to the tweet here, I think he's saying quit with the Bill Callahan bleep already. He left. It's over. Who cares? The O-line didn't just forget how to do their jobs. This narrative is so tired, dude. One, we haven't talked about it since, I believe, April. So I think that's – so it actually can't be tired if you haven't talked about something for 5 months. Also, it is one of the things we should be watching for this year. Anytime you have a change at any spot, you should be looking for, can you see anything diminished? And it's funny, the line that I thought was most interesting, that this is not an intentional or unintentional shot at Chris, but the O-line didn't just forget how to do their jobs. Well, Chris, their jobs changed. Whether it's technique, whether it's fits, whether it's zone blocking versus literally any other kind of blocking, when they changed the offense, they changed the protections. And if you don't think that was a part of why Micah Parsons, who on top of being an elite football player, is also, just an elite athlete, just a leader. But on top of that, if you don't think that that was part of it, like I love this conversation, and I know Jason Lloyd has referenced this a bunch of times. People have talked about the protection times and the time to throw for Deshaun Watson, and that is a stat that works really, really well when you have Joe Flacco, who is a statue in the pocket. No, that's unfair. Joe moved around a little bit last year, but pocket quarterbacks, that's a stat that works and is completely illustrative of whether or not you're getting time to throw or not. If you are a quarterback that moves around like Deshaun has the last 2 weeks, even if you don't do it well, like Deshaun, I mean, it was night and day watching the film. I'm going to say that because I've watched the film of both those games. Deshaun moved around out of panic 2 weeks ago. This week, he moved out of comfort and out of feel. So, like, it's so wild to me how the last 2 years, I do feel like Deshaun has been too in the pocket. And I think in his mind, I think that's what he was trying to accomplish. Stay in the pocket, stay in the pocket, stay in the pocket. But I think he's entered the fray, especially 2 years ago with the six games. He entered the fray at a time where it's the end of the season, your O-line's banged up, and you just gotta make the play and you gotta feel where people are around you. You've gotta have that spatial awareness. I thought Deshaun had tremendous spatial awareness against Jacksonville. And I thought it made up for some real lapses. And again, I don't want to overdo this. They're not the 2018 Cleveland Browns. And I also can empathize that when you try new run fits, your job literally changes based off what you're asking to do. So I don't think Wyatt Teller or Betonio or Posick or any of these dudes, Dwan even, as a very young buck, big guy coming off an injury, I think everybody's forgotten what to do. But for whatever reason, and I'm willing to say some of this is just plain out continuity, I think a big reason why Bill Callahan was able to have such strong offensive line play is a good deal of the time, at most, you were trying to sub in one person on the offensive line. The most important thing on the offensive line is, are your five guys playing together and healthy, and were they that way in camp? So you already had zero camp with these guys, especially a tackle where they didn't come off the pup until they absolutely had to. So not only did you have that, but you also have a new O-line coach, new fits, new things you're trying. Oh, it's a new system as well. There's just a lot of new. So until proven otherwise, I'm willing to give it that's 50, 60, 70% of the equation. But to dismiss the Bill Callahan thing right now, when the offensive line isn't playing well, honestly, I think you're doing that to protect your own thoughts. Nobody wants to have the conversation, what if they're not going to be good this year at offensive line because you lost the best O-line coach in America? It's between him and Jeff Stoutland. Chris Forrester, I think, is in that conversation. I'm probably missing a name or two off the top of my head. But to dismiss that now, it's the weirdest time to take a victory lap on, well, the Bill Callahan conversation is overrated. The weirdest time. The offensive line's not playing well. And Chris also now just happy he got mentioned on the radio. You, sir, get a gold star. But I do think, I think it is one of the things that as much as it's Deshaun, night in, night out, as it should be, it is a quarterback-driven league. This little impasse here where the offenses aren't passing as much and not having as much success passing, the explosive plays are down, I don't think it's going to last all season. I really don't. I'd be surprised if it lasted deep into October. I think these cycles that where the D coordinators catch up and surpass the O coordinators and vice versa, I think this thing is cyclical. It's getting a little more uneven with the way rule changes happen and rule specificity changes. So I think big picture, the passing games are going to come back. Big picture, I do think that some of these extra things are going the way or at least going to be diminished. At the same time, our O-line concerns have to diminish as well. For me, quarterback's the most important. Then it goes to D-line. And then right there, the 1B or whatever you want to call it, is the O-line. If you're not stout in the trenches, you're constantly going to have to make up for that. It's not quite as big as if you're not stout at quarterback, but to try and declare a victory lap of, well, you're just not healthy and this Bill Callahan conversation is overrated, I have no idea how you can say that definitively one way or another 2 weeks into the season.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.